אתם עם SBS בעברית. לעוד סיפורים מעניינים, כנסו ל-sbs.com.au.
Shalom, Australia. So the story on our front page this week is the International Criminal Court has been roundly condemned following its determination that it has the jurisdiction to investigate alleged Israeli war crimes in the Palestinian-controlled territories. A pre-trial chamber of the ICC announced last Friday that it considers Palestine a state for its judicial purposes, yet at the same time determined it does not have the authority to declare it an actual state. Australian Foreign Minister Maurice Payne expressed the government's deep concern with the decision. She said matters relating to territory and borders can only be resolved through direct negotiations between Israel and the Palestinians, and Australia does not therefore recognize the right of any so-called state of Palestine to accede to the ICC's founding document, the Rome Statute, and the International Criminal Court should not, she said, exercise jurisdiction in this manner. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu labeled it an ICC probe into, quote, fake war crimes and pure anti-Semitism, and added that the ICC claims that when democratic Israel defends itself against terrorists who murder our children, he said, rocket our cities, we're committing another war crime. In a statement on Monday, the Embassy of Israel in Canberra thanked the Australian government for its quick and strong opposition to the ICC's ruling. There's been reaction from Australian Jewish leaders too. The Australia, Israel and Jewish Affairs Council Executive Director Colin Rubinstein dubbed the case, quote, a legal witch hunt against a democratic country with enemies at its border. He said Palestine is not a state and international law should not be abused in order to manufacture one, he said. A Palestinian state will only be created after negotiations with Israel resolve important issues such as borders, refugees and the status of Jerusalem. Meanwhile, Zionist Federation of Australia President Jeremy Liebler condemned the decision as a clear case of activism trumping common sense and said it is yet more proof of the politicization of the International Criminal Court.
You're listening to SBS Australian Jewish Update with Shane Dziatnik from the Australian Jewish News and Nitza Lowenstein. Shane, academic Hailey Moore Gilbert was released from Iranian jail in last December after 804 days in prison, and she was accused of spying for Israel. We know she wasn't a spy, but the story didn't end there.
So amid reports that Iran used freed Australian academic Kylie Moore Gilbert in an attempt to lure her Israeli husband to a Tehran prison, an Israeli intelligence expert has told the AJN that the claim the pair are spies is a fairy tale. The source, who spoke to us on condition of anonymity, argued that, quote, the entire story is ridiculous, and he dismissed Iranian allegations. Moore Gilbert and her estranged husband, Ruslan Hodorov, a Russian-Israeli living in Victoria, were agents of the Jewish state. And last November, Moore Gilbert, who had converted to Judaism, was released from Tehran's notorious Evin prison, having spent more than 800 days behind bars after being sentenced to 10 years for spying, charges she vehemently denied. Iranian authorities detained her in 2018 after discovering she was in a relationship with an Israeli citizen. Moore Gilbert recently filed for divorce, very sadly, after learning her husband was having an affair with one of her University of Melbourne colleagues.
Well, Shane, it was all over the newspapers in Australia, the Sunday newspapers. You're listening to SBS Australian Jewish Update with Shane Dziatnik from the AJN. On a different matter, I wanted to mention, because many, many people in Sydney would know Rabbi Shmuel Cohen. He got corona and he died from corona in Israel. And Rabbi Shmuel Cohen was for many years the rabbi of the Cremon Shul.
Yeah, that's right. Very sad. He passed away in Jerusalem on January 31 and has been remembered as a man of great humility and compassion by Cremon Synagogue acting president Harold Marshbaum. He served at Cremon Shul from 1991 until 2012, when he returned to Israel to be with his children and grandchildren. During his time in Sydney, he also taught for many years at Moriah College. Marshbaum said, "Rabbi Cohen always saw the good in people and had an infectious love of Judaism that was an inspiration to all who knew him. He leaves behind wife Rivka, children Ephrat, Itzik, Udi, Avishag and Avitar and their families."
Before we go, the Sydney Jewish Museum CEO resigned.
Yes, he's resigning. He'll keep in his position until towards the end of this year, but he announced his, Norman Selig announced that he will be resigning after 19 years serving in the role, which is an amazing commitment. He'll vacate his post and to take up a new role managing and growing the recently formed Sydney Jewish Museum Foundation. So it's nice he'll still be involved with the museum. He said, "It has been an immense privilege to lead this fantastic museum and its amazing people, and the journey he's undertaken with a succession of dedicated and supportive presidents, board members, staff and volunteers to transform the Sydney Jewish Museum into a dynamic organization. Selwyn's time at the helm as CEO saw a complete rebuilding of the museum's exhibition spaces, major upgrades and the introduction of new collections, the conception of a new education and resource center, and a growth in annual student visitor numbers from only 8,000 in 2002 to nearly 30,000 per year last year."
This is incredible. I didn't realize that 30,000 students go through the Jewish Museum in Sydney every year. It is so important. The Jewish Museum has such an important role in the community and the general community as well. And I believe more museums will be built around Australia. There is a special budget, the government budget and the local government budgets for Jewish museums in Adelaide, in Brisbane, and in Western Australia, which is very important.
That's right. And of course, just a couple of weeks ago, and something we talked about too, Norman announced this major $3 million project that the Sydney Jewish Museum will be doing over the next couple of years that will feature six Holocaust survivors talking in depth about their testimonies, and they will actually appear as holograms using three-dimensional filming so that their testimonies can be watched and learnt from for all time.
It is incredible, very, very important, and I think the community is very grateful to Norman Seligman for being the CEO of the Sydney Jewish Museum for 19 years. Shendi Ziatnik, senior journalist at Australian Jewish News. Thank you so much and have a great week. עקבו אחרינו והפיצו אותנו דרך דף הפייסבוק שלנו.